If you're a fan of all things poi, head on down to the 3rd annual Kalo Festival this weekend. Organizers invite the community to learn more about the cultural and historical significance of this staple crop. Daniel Anthony is a local Kalo farmer who believes it's important to continue farming traditional crops such as taro. He'll be at the festival this week, leading a community taro pounding workshop.
To be a taro farmer, to look at it as a traditional lifestyle, you have to live on the land. You know, there's a deep relationship. If we are going to talk about taro as our staple, we need to farm it and plant it. Everywhere I go, they say, oh, you can't live on the land. On Oahu, there's over 3,000 acres of useful taro lands with water that are in either institute or government land. So it is possible. So we're going to do a koholo ku'i. You come and you pay for the taro. You clean it. You pound it. You take it home and eat it.
The 3rd annual Kalo Festival is Saturday, November 3rd at the Ala Moana Farmers Market. This is Molly Solomon for HPR News.